The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Hello, friends.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back to episode 3 of
Wait.
What were we talking about? How y'all doing on this fun, fresh day?
So good. I'm so glad to be back. We had a week off.
Yes.
We did.
And we're back.
Yes, it's very nice to be back.
And so much has happened in this week after that we've had off in pop culture and in life.
Yes.
So
much. I feel like, honestly, like, this has got to be prime time for things happening, if that's not a weird thing to say. I
just so
feel
like there's always something happening.
In every sense of the word, literally. Just life is just...
It's also award season business, so I feel like every other day I'm seeing red carpet looks of people, and they're winning something.
Yeah, I just saw a really nice look of Carrie Mulligan wearing, like, this... Schiaparelli, whatever dress.
Schiaparelli?
That, yes, thank you. That everyone thought was from like the 50s, but it was remade, and people are saying it's supposed to mirror, like, it's kind of giving an opening to the Met Gala theme.
Because
the Met Gala theme is like Sleeping Beauty or something, and it was a very nice dress. It was so nice. So
if people ruin Sleeping Beauty theme for me,
guys,
I'm throwing
they do
hands.
Every year. Why That's do we fair. Have our expectations so high? The
but
celebrities
you know the
are
one,
like, ugh, they don't get it. They're out of touch.
The one of
Correct.
The Met Gala that was like, the last one that was really good was like the one that was kind of like churchy. I forget the name
Heavenly
of it.
Heavenly Bodies in the Catholic Imagination?
Okay. Yes, that was a good one.
Yeah.
And that one was good. And if we can recreate that, I have some hope.
You know who's eating on the red carpet all the time? Miss Zendaya herself.
The
when
Dune?
Is she not?
The
oh my God,
Dune
she's
promo
like,
that she has been doing.
She looks
is
so good.
Awesome.
I saw an article where someone compared, it was like a, I think it was for a movie last year, it was some actress that was dressing on theme, and then they were like, Zendaya's copying this actress, and it's like, Zendaya's been
the actress.
Zendaya's
dressing
copying no one.
For her films for years. Zendaya's in her own, have you seen that Issa Rae clip, where she's like, how does it feel to wake up in the morning and think like, oh, these other b****s aren't even close.
Oh, that's good.
Like,
yeah.
She's in her own league, for sure. So
she definitely
love
is.
Miss Zendaya.
And she did the first, she did her puppy interview recently. And it's
Stop.
The first one ever, and the puppies are puppies. Like, I haven't watched it, but I watch clips, and they're literal, like, fresh little babies, these puppies. So they're really, like, it's so cute, because they're sleepy instead of being really excited and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Can we just talk about how she just brings up Tom Holland whenever she can, and she's so mean. She's
so
mean.
She
is
so in love, and I'm so happy for them.
I am honestly,
too.
Like, they are endgame. They are.
Okay, but we have our Dune expert here, I feel like. I feel like, Tatum, you're the...
Yeah, literally.
I can't speak on anything. I have not seen the first movie.
Neither have I.
I really want to. I'm just like...
Oh, my bad.
You teach us.
Oh, my God. I can't even say
I'm
an expert.
In the room of three...
It's confusing. I was trying to explain it to my sister.
I know the plot, in theory.
Yeah.
Let's talk
about...
I'm not going to explain the
plot
of the first one. I don't want to...
Yeah, I don't really know much about the plot. But let's talk about the... The fact that it premiered on Friday. This is the first time I've seen like a huge line outside of a movie theater.
It's
on my way to not a movie theater on my Friday night. Were so many people hanging out, and I was like, they're so discussing Dune, and I know.
Yeah.
It's already got, I think, like 200 million.
Oh my God,
it
just came out. Holy.
Oh my
God. Almost 200, I think. It's already like, it's huge. I've seen multiple reviews of people saying this is like on levels of Empire Strikes Back, which I was like, okay, you can't just say that and then, you know, you go see the movie and it's just, that means so much to people. And then people are, I just saw a review today where some guy was like, everyone's overhyping the new Dune, whatever. And then he tweeted, never mind.
ate his words.
That's what I'm seeing, is everybody eating their words, or everyone being like, this is the greatest movie ever. And I'm like, you can't just say that. And then, but I think I'm seeing
it
next
weekend.
So now
I have to watch the first one, is what you're saying.
So I'll report back. I think, they took it off Netflix, so... Yeah, the first one was good. I saw it in theaters. I saw it in IMAX. That's where everyone's lining up for. I looked in a regular theater. It's like semi-sold out, but IMAX sold out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
When the first one came out, I was still working at Cineplex, and I remember, like, I don't remember it being that crazy. I remember people saying it wasn't that good. Well, not that it wasn't good, but they were like, it was just like 3 hours or 2 hours of, like, nothing.
Well, it's like, it's very cinematic.
It's because it's... It is, because it's basically, so there was a movie in the 80s. The movie in the 80s did really, really bad, because it's a big book, and it was the book, I think, put into one movie, which seems to be like a mistake that people make now, where you can split it up, you can make a series. So that's where Denny, the director, made, I think he's making three movies, but he's doing, the first one was like the first half of the book, second one is the second half, but yeah, the first half felt very establishing. Mm-hmm. It's kind of letting you know what's the going on in the world, and then meets Zendaya's character
for 15 minutes.
The movie ends. Yeah, that was the biggest thing. People were like, why is she in all of this?
Oh, I was pissed because she shows up like in the last 20 minutes, and I was like, "Oh, you're kidding me!"
And
oh,
she's
okay.
like big, so, like big part of the plot. But it's like, girl, you're in the movie for 15 minutes.
His,
yeah,
she's his love interest. I think she drives. I think like kind of everything mm-hmm. that's happening because his whole thing is he's like the chosen one or something. I don't really
the chosen one of what? Like, what is he doing?
Literally the chosen one of something.
Saving, I think saving well, the planet Arrakis.
The plot
the
of it is that it's a world where AI is banned, and isn't that crazy? It's like this book is written so far, like so
past,
long ago,
yeah.
and it's literally like it's what written probably the 80s or something. I think. I don't know, or earlier.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think actually.
Oh yeah,
the
there
60s
we go. So it's like it's written as a futuristic plot, but it's so scary how realistic that is. That it's like they went so far that they reverted so quickly away. So it's like it seems a little bit like it should be more historic, but it's so futuristic, and it's literally like AI is banned, and so it's like all these things of like the technology aspect. I think that's cool. I do need to watch it. I know that it's something, especially being in our industry. I feel like you just have to see it. You have to know. Guys, be so proud of me today. I did buy a pocketbook version of The Great Gatsby. I never read it because we never had to in my class for school, but so many people read it in class. I've actually never finished the movie either. Whoops. So I'm gonna read it and be putting my culture to the test of media. So
I also didn't need to read The Great Gatsby in high school. I own it. I've read the first chapter and I was like, no, thanks. Because isn't it written in, like, not Old English, but is it written in Old English?
I have yet to open the book fully, so.
Oh.
I can tell you
well, I don't remember. I don't remember enjoying the first chapter, so that's probably why
it's
I didn't
really
finish it.
It's a really small book, though. It's literally 130 pages.
Yeah,
and
the movie's long.
The movie is long. Yeah. So I think I want to read the book, just to, like, read the book and know. But that's what I feel for Dune I have to do as well. Because, I mean, much respect to that production. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make sense to me.
I heard the book is really, like, notoriously confusing.
Yeah, maybe
that's
I won't
why
read the
I think that's why
book.
The first one failed, because if you've seen, I've seen interviews of the director, Canadian, by the way, which is so great, but he read the book growing up, and it was, like, I think his favorite book growing up, so this has been, he was, like, I remember storyboarding this as a teenager with my best friend from childhood, and obviously now he gets to make them, and
I thought you were talking about the director before who, like, had the failing movie was Canadian.
No.
And I was like, that's depressing.
I don't know about him. I think it was David Lynch or something. I'm probably wrong. Probably a different name, but.
Oh, I love that, then. Yes.
Yeah, that this is, like, his passion. This is his dream project. He's getting it made. It's doing really well. There's a reason why I think fans are liking it so much, because they had a fan make it. Sometimes that's, like, the best thing you could do is have a fan do it. Because I won't lie. When I saw the first one, I didn't know anything going into it. I was just like, whatever. And I was pretty blown away. I didn't understand everything, but I was like, this looks correct. Like, you ever see a character wearing a costume or the world, and you're like, this looks right. That's kind of how I felt about everything. Like, yep, this is how this character would move, this is how this would look. So I don't know.
Interesting. I just looked it up, and yeah, you were right. It's David Lynch, based on the 1965 Frank Herbert novel, and it's a 1984 American epic space opera film.
Space opera.
Did you guys know Sting
plays Austin Butler's character in the first
also
one.
I saw this TikTok today, and a girl was like, so I read the Dune book to, you know, just verify why Austin Butler is bald. Nah, he has hair in the book, so that was a choice.
Yeah, I heard that.
They made the hair and makeup was like, Austin, we're putting a bald cap on you, babe. No hair. You're going to look creepy as anything. And low key, I respect them for that.
Correct.
They did it for the
like
film.
It looks like it makes sense.
They did it for the film.
If he's supposed to be this psychotic, horrifying character, I'm looking at him and I'm like, I mean, yeah, he looks like he's pretty
you can't
crazy.
You can't have hot Austin Butler play the villain with like gorgeous head of hair when you're in this like futuristic, I don't know, like I feel like because he's so committed to the character, much respect to the acting, to the production, like it's for the film, not for like the Hollywood glamour.
I also think like
the performances are gonna be
yeah
crazy.
Like it's a star-studded cast, like obviously the first one was, but then the second one they added all these,
this one's even more
Florence
yeah.
I can't
Florence
wait to
Pugh
see
was,
her
yeah
when I remember too is like something we talked about in, I think, our first episode, the Don't Worry, Darling drama at, what was it, Venice International Film Festival. Florence wasn't there because they said, oh, she's off filming Dune. And that was, what, August 2022?
She was booked and busy.
Currently, March, 2024. That was almost 2 years ago.
Was that really 2022?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. No, I bet you, like, editing this probably
takes probably forever, especially because it's IMAX, too.
And it's, like, 2 hours and 40 minutes. It's
I'm kind of impressed. I feel like that's kind of fast, actually.
Yeah.
2 years to do all the filming and the editing.
Well, it's funny because her character, I don't know if you guys have heard, but she's getting, because I've seen Denny talk about it in an interview, but she's going to have the same thing that happened to Zendaya, which is that she's barely in the movie. Oh. She's not really in it till the end. And I was like, damn it. Oh, that's so upsetting. No. Women. But if it, you know what? He's doing it for the plot. He's doing it for the plot. And I get it, but... Oh, man.
I think that makes sense because I didn't see her a lot in the trailer. I think Austin Butler's character, is very more relevant in this movie than hers. But I guess it's probably giving that, like, the third movie will have a lot of her. Mm-hmm. Like, she's building. It's almost like you're making your mark in the first one to have that, like, almost respect for the second, you know, the next one kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, but this is going to be, this is an Oscar picture that's coming. Like, it's kind of cool because it's like we're seeing all the Oscar stuff now because that's coming up this month. But, like, and everything with Oppenheimer. And that, honestly, because that came out in the summer, it still feels pretty recent. Mm-hmm. But, like, this coming out in February, and then it's, like, we're going to be... Or, did it come out? No, March 1st, I guess it came out, because that was Friday. Was that March?
I guess so.
That, like, we're going to revisit this in a year.
The whole cycle.
Whole year. And it's still probably going to be one of, like, the highest contenders for Best Picture, especially. And probably directing.
At the rate it's going.
And the highest gross... It could be the highest grossing film. Like, we never know.
Yeah, with every review, it's kind of looking like a Best Picture. And literally everyone I've spoken to who has seen it has said it was incredible and that they couldn't stop thinking about it. And I was like, is this, like, going to change my life?
Respect to that.
Snaps to them.
On the something related to Dune, we'll talk about Mr. Timmy Slay.
Yeah, so...
Before we get into the nitty gritty, can I just talk about the Wonka experience, the Willy Wonka experience?
Oh, I can't believe we didn't have it related to Timmy Slay. That is insane.
What is going on?
What? Who in their mind?
All I know is they promoted it with AI images of, like, what this experience was going to be. And then...
Wait, I want to look. I don't think I've seen the AI pictures, or I just...
Oh, my God, it's actually a joke.
Like, have you guys seen an AI picture that actually looks real of a person, and you're like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
But then this was like, oh, this
like, it looked like a painting. Like, it literally looked fake. Like,
oh.
And then...
Sorry, and people believe this.
Well, yes, people bought tickets, they brought their children, and it's literally in, like, an abandoned warehouse or something. And there's, like, there's nobody there. There's only a handful of actors, and there's this, the unknown, what is that thing? The unknown, it's, like, this person in, like, a Halloween costume.
It was a girl. Like, I don't know if you know like, that, it was a girl. Oompa. It was like, a girl in the costume.
Yes, the unknown Oompa. No, well, no. Yes, the Oompa Loompa.
No, you didn't see it. The I need to unknown show you. It was this girl. She was behind a mirror. It's not a character.
I need to show you. Let me see if I can find it. But like,
it's like a new thing, and it's so weird. I don't get it.
Hold on.
I saw that there was is it the little? No, is that the literal? Oh, I see it. Yeah, I was gonna say it's like it's a scary Halloween costume.
I mean, there were parts of Willy Wonka that was scary, so I guess. Oh, they but like, did what is that? And they,
no,
you know, like the part when he goes.
What is this character supposed to be? What is this unknown character supposed to be? I don't understand.
The girl, the Oompa Loompa. First of all. If y'all haven't seen this yet, The Simpsons did predict this.
Of course.
You're lying.
What's his name? What's the main guy's name?
Homer.
Homer's World or something. If you look it up, there is literally an Oompa Loompa in this Homer's World where he's sitting on a box smoking a cigarette and it's in the like crazy like green wig orange like the old Oompa Loompa look.
Of course it is.
So obviously, and it's like literally a mattress and it's like a $60 entry fee and the lemonade's like 25 cents. They were in this one, they were rationing jelly beans, and so each kid got one singular jelly bean at the specific station, and it's like this Oompa Loompa girly pop is like, I was only allowed to give one jelly bean, and apparently it was the actors who went to the press. They were like, they were so ashamed, half of them didn't want to come out, and they were the ones who went to the press and were like, literally listen to this, babes, like, you'll never guess. And they were probably the ones who were like literally helping set up the Rainbow Arch were also the ones snitching and going, hey guys. Well,
I heard the one Oompa Loompa, like, that poor, poor girl. Like, she went on the news or something, and she said, like, oh, I just wanted to make it fun for the kids. Like, I felt so bad that it wasn't what was advertised.
I saw that too. Yeah, that's just crazy, and I just actually can't believe it.
But I think that it's still going on, which I think is really funny, even after all this. But I mean, I'm sure, like...
This is literally a scam, but it's not, but it is. You know what
but
I mean?
But, like, I think even though all the press they're getting is, like, low-key negative, I think it's, like, driving the hype for people wanting to actually
people
go see it.
So probably so
I think it's working.
It is, yeah, it's definitely working.
Are
like,
you
I don't
kidding?
Think they're going to close anytime soon. I don't think they're going to change anything about it anytime soon.
Not if they get, not if they're getting these admissions. Apparently, it's, like, $60 Canadian.
$60 for a warehouse tour?
Well, because it's in the UK, so it's, like, what,
correct.
£40 probably ish? 30 something?
A joke.
So it's 60,
a joke. That's
60
what it
Canadian
is,
dollars, which is crazy.
Ow!
I haven't heard of anything of it being shut down. It's just more like people are just talking about the fact that it's crazy, but it hasn't been said that it's shut down.
That's
but like
so funny.
I can't imagine if it's up. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's considered a scam. Like,
oh, for sure.
So like, and if it's a public scam, that has to be illegal. Like, I don't know. There has to be something there that's like, maybe it's just like be a better person is more the
correct.
Rule that we're being.
Well, they're racking in their cash. So
anyway, Mr. Wonka, the real Mr.
Correct.
Wonka here.
Let's talk about
Timmy.
Timmy Slay.
This is also just like, this is the power of the media that's just putting me in shambles. Is mm-hmm. recently there are these photos that have come out and it's at a Dune premiere, I believe. Mm-hmm. First of all, oof, he looking good. Like he.
Correct.
Kylie Jenner
big
has
snack.
Put him
he
in a new air. He's giving, it's giving
he's,
girlfriend experience. Like, I'm unfortunately
correct.
Have to say that she has a little bit helped him flourish, I feel.
Good for
I don't
him.
Know.
I still don't believe they're actually together.
And if they're not, then the press of it has helped him flourish.
Oh, for sure.
Whether,
and they're very like convincing.
Just, oh, yeah.
Whether or not they're dating, and that aside, he's obviously, I mean, he's crazy talented and is so goofy, please, so funny. And then
correct.
Yeah, but he's on this red carpet and people have been calling him like overweight and they're like, oh my god, he's gained so much weight, that's so unattractive, like that's actually disgusting, like blah 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 blah. And I'm like,
which
first
is
of all
crazy,
he is still a very like petite
slender,
like he has a
person,
petite figure,
yeah.
Like he's not short, I guess, but yeah, he's got a very like, yeah, slender body and he's skinny, sure, but like his face just honestly just has a little bit more like meat on it, but like it looks a little bit like he maybe has been eating better, like I don't know what it is, but it's just like it's just giving like normal person, like he just looks completely fine, but people with back-to-back photos you can definitely see a difference in his jaw, like in his cheeks, but they just mm-hmm. look not hollow, like, and I don't know, no, we're not gonna even dive into whatever he was doing before and if it's just because he's like literally what 25 26
yeah.
like he's just a man and that's mm-hmm. how his face is changing because he's getting older, like whatever the case is, it is ridiculous, people are going crazy and it just shocked me, like actually shocked me.
I feel like the Timothy fans need to like
take it down a notch.
Yeah, leave him alone.
Get
just
a grip.
I think in general,
yeah.
we've got to stop when we see a celebrity has gained weight. We've got to stop the people who are on it. And it's like okay, so you're staring at his pictures too long then.
Yeah, why do
or
you
just,
care?
Just in
so
general.
You care really a lot about this guy who doesn't know you.
Yeah.
He's just doing his job. This is a mandatory thing that he has to do to promote his work. And you're on here. I get it. Free speech, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't. Hey, maybe not. Maybe let's not talk about
people's bodies. How about we
so
leave
weird.
Them alone?
That's so
yeah,
weird.
But why? Yeah, exactly. Why do people feel the need to comment on other people's bodies? Like, it does.
So
and
bad.
Even, like, in the some situations where it's like, oh, it's a medical condition that caused them to gain weight, to lose the weight. Regardless, who cares what it is? It doesn't matter, especially
yeah.
no one has to explain to you why they're either gaining or losing weight or why they haven't changed in size, whatever it may be.
Oh
my body's my body.
And
I'm
also,
going to do what I want to do. And if it changes,
yeah.
that's fine.
It's
that's
horrible.
Based off the decisions I make. And as long as you are confident in your own skin, that is all that matters.
And
yes.
even if you're not, it's
yes.
nobody's business. Like,
correct.
It's nobody's,
nobody's
business.
Yeah, unless he wants to talk about it.
And
don't
I don't think he obviously
it.
Will. And I think it's literally, this is dumb. Like, there's literally no,
yeah.
there's no nothing for him, especially. But like, especially with all these, even like celebrities that are either on Ozempic or like people believe they're on Ozempic. I mean, pretty obvious for most, but still, how about we just stop talking about it because these poor people
yeah.
now, Ozempic is my friend, shout out Zoe, she's literally a nurse, like, or she's like in
hey
nursing
girl.
School, but she's like also actively
hey.
Working and stuff. She's like, it is a drug, or not a like a medicine, I guess, not a drug, but whatever, pharmaceutical
mm-hmm.
for people with type 2 diabetes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now it is going out of stock for people with
mm-hmm.
type 2 diabetes because celebrities are mass buying and they're buying expensive ones and the price is going up. And she was
yep.
like, you can literally get it online. I literally filled it it out just to see. And then the first time I did it, it was like, oh, you don't need it. But the second time I adjusted a few like
criteria tracks, points.
Yeah, like your weight, you just change it, go up a little bit. And it's like, okay, yeah, here you go. This is what, it's expensive too. Oh my God, it's crazy.
Hey, how about we just go to the gym? Hey, how about just maybe eating
and
better?
The problem
maybe
is
just doing it the right way and not cheating it and taking a drug that people actually need to survive.
And the problem is it's the media, like, right? Like these people, these poor people who are like under constant scrutiny, whether or not they're like not happy with their bodies and stuff, it's like, yeah, you need to put in the work if that's what you want to do. But it's like, it's the fact that they're growing up and like even when they're older, like now they're the ones being like, oh, you look so good now that you've lost weight. But like for the ones who are using it, what do you, like, you know, it's just, it's hard on their bodies too. Like it's definitely unhealthy because it's an appetite suppressant. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's supposed to help level your glucose. That's what it like for the diabetes. It's like I think hopefully I like explain this well. How is it? Because I asked my friend. I was like, I don't understand what it is. She's like, it's literally an appetite suppressant because it's supposed to help level your glucose.
So they lose weight,
and like help them lose weight and like help them potentially like get rid of this diabetes because they've basically like because of their eating habits have ruined their pancreas. Like that's the whole thing. And how about we just let's not talk about them.
Yeah, you know what I think a lot of people need to try doing on Twitter is just keeping their thoughts in their head and just not
you know
saying
there's
them. I think we could try that. I think we would all be a better world. The world would be better if sometimes we kept our thoughts in our little brains because no one can hear it in there. And I think it's safe. It's a safe place.
I don't know if it's in Canada this is happening. I think it might be Canada. They're making laws now for hate speech and like online.
Like cyberbullying
is becoming a federal crime where you can be in max penitentiary for it. Judges are allowed to give the highest of sentences however they want for the situation. It is literally a redeemable crime that you will go to court and be tried, and they're allowed to pick how long you like hold your sentence, but it's literally up to the highest degree of like, because it's so bad, because the thing is like people keep it to themselves in public, right? They go home and they're like, oh, I'm just gonna type this online because what does it matter? And there are some people in this world who literally for no reason at all are like, well, I felt like saying it, so why not? And you're like, oh my God, so you just ruined someone's day by like DMing them and saying the most horrible thing, and if they end up seeing it, that is the worst thing to read. It's none of your business. You don't know what they're going through, and then all of a sudden it's because you don't care. Get a job. Like, I don't know.
It's like a power. I think it's a power.
It's an insecurity.
Thing. It has to be.
Yeah.
I don't get it, and I barely use social media anymore. I don't. Like, I just kind of scroll. Mm-hmm. I look. And that's it. I don't like anything. I'll send something funny to a friend. I'll send stuff to you guys. Like, that's...
My reels go crazy.
That's it. Because... It's just not like a good. It's not. It's never
not a healthy place.
Social media ever really been a good place? That's the question.
But
has it ever?
I'm not gonna lie. I'm very surprised that it's taken like this long for the federal government to get involved in the cyberbullying issue. Like, I don't know if you guys remember. I was definitely young when this happened, and you guys are younger than me, so maybe you don't remember. But do you remember the Amanda Todd situation?
Yep.
Yes,
exactly.
I think
like
so. I remember stuff happening at my high school school with cyberbullying.
That in my head is like should have been the catalyst that started all of this, and it's taking it's taken this long for cyberbullying laws to get.
They always wait till it's too late.
Of course, always.
And at least it's something. It's something now, but it's like, I mean, it's way too late. I mean, yay, there's a solution, but it's late. It's way too late because I think you see it all the time, and it's kind of horrifying. It's funny. I'm watching a season of South Park right now that has their whole season is like season 20 or something is all about cyberbullying. Like,
of course,
Kyle's dad is secretly a troll online, but they have a country like Denmark is trying to expose the trolls to kind of save everybody. Mm-hmm. But it is kind of an interesting ish.
It's crazy
because
it's like
commentary on it.
We grew up in social media. The like generation above us, like millennials, was started in high school, and it started to get like with those like Ask FMs and MySpace, and then we had those.
Yeah,
it was like post anything you want, and people were like, "I think you're ugly and annoying," and it's anonymous. Kick. Like, wow, that was a really helpful thing that somebody made. Thank you so much.
It's like, really just boosted the confidence.
Yeah, really
then.
Just
yeah.
helped me survive. Thank you. And then it goes into us where we were getting Instagram a little bit younger in elementary school, and now there's kids now who are 5 years old who have phones. And have access to
the
YouTube.
The 9-year-olds on TikTok.
There's 9-year-olds nine-year-old influencers on TikTok. You have kids who have phones and access to any app they want because it's all free. And YouTube, too. I mean, most of it is fine, but, like, the content on YouTube, you never know what they're going to find, and they spiral. And it's crazy. So I'm glad they're doing something, but it is crazy how long it takes.
Well, this was a very Dune-ish episode. I feel like everything we talked about was related to Timmy Slay.
Zendaya, you know what? Hey, congrats on the premiere.
We love you guys, that's why.
Yeah.
Correct.
It's so exciting. I can't wait to see it. I haven't been this excited to see a movie in a hot minute. So
we can't wait to see where you take off to. We're so proud. We remember when it was just an idea.
When it was just a thought in somebody's brain in 1965.
Yeah. Correct.
No, half hour goes by so fast, but so little time, which so means time. Come back for another episode, because hey, we could talk your ear off all day. So yeah, thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys, and we will see you next week.
See you next week.
Oh yeah. All right.
Bye guys.
Bye.